Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. A few days before the trick-or-treat evening, found the upper Gunflint with a prelude to winter. Our first measurable snow fell in an after-dark time slot, leaving an inch or so in many spots along the trail. Beautiful as the sticky stuff was, our first winter driving conditions proved to be on the dicey side during a trip to town by yours truly the next morning. The slushy conditions were short-lived as midday temps upped over the freezing point and my return trip was smooth sailing. Since the brief snowy encounter, Old Man Winter has pulled in his horns, giving way to his El Nino nemesis. Temps warmer than normal are the order as we finish off November week one. In spite of the mild temperature readings, it has not felt all that warm due to several drizzly, cloud-covered days. Typical of November times, it's just plain damp and dreary. I guess this is the way things are going to be from here on out, as the gods of natural happenings cool our North Country earth prior to freezing solidarity. There's newfound beauty in the forest now, with nary a leaf left hanging, Gunflint's coniferous timber has the forest all to itself. I'm pretty passionate about things evergreen, and a gaze across valleys to the granite hillsides of a zillion pine spires is majestic. The landscape's interlude of naked, deciduous beings scattered among the forever green suggests a time-honored mosaic of piney hues and gray-brown silhouettes piercing border country horizons at all points on the compass. Our current wilderness surroundings are as uniquely captivating as the Technicolor show just completed. Beauty is for sure in the eyes of the beholder, and for this observer, the season of cold anticipation is visually magical in a special way. The white-tailed deer hunting season for riflemen gets underway with a bang this weekend, no pun intended. With forecast evidence of there being no tracking snow and mild conditions, the hunt may not be the most productive. Nevertheless, deer stalkers will not be deterred. Caution is the buzzword no matter where one's trekking in the surrounding forest. Blaze orange is the proper attire. Good luck to all, and know for sure before the trigger is squeezed. A gal down the road and I were visiting the other day in regard to whether the bears had turned in for the winter. Neither of us had any proof one way or the other. Next day, a call from a fellow residing on the trail south of Loon Lake confirmed at least one of the hungry critters is still dining out. Preparing for his winter trek south, he cleaned out the refrigerator, putting the remaining foodstuffs in an ice chest on his deck. Attending to other chores, a subsequent glance outside found a giant Bruno sitting on his deck munching a bag of tortillas. After a stern, vociferous lecture, the bear grudgingly departed, only to return later, destroying an empty bird feeder to add further annoyance to its visit. So in answers to inquiries, at least some of the ravenous marauders remain out of den and into the gorging mode. Calling all WTIP listeners, website readers, and streamers, the final fundraising endeavor of 2015 is underway as this week's Wilder Smith Scribing broadcast comes your way. This little community radio station that could is all about great hometown, homegrown, and homemade ambition. In spectacular fashion for nearly two decades, this amazing broadcast phenom has spread its forum for news and entertainment far beyond the tip of Minnesota's Arrowhead. To keep WTIP onward and upward requires financial assistance from many sources. Listener support tops the list. Once again, this homemade community connection in Cook County and around the world is asking its many publics to become a new member of the WTIP family or to renew your previous membership commitment. Ongoing radio excellence needs continuing reinforcements. Don't delay. Make your pledge call now, locally at 387-1070 or toll free at 1-800-473-9847, or click and join at WTIP.org. This is Fred Smith on the trail at Wildersmith. WTIP needs you.